This is a replay of the Wednesday night 10-4 Good Buddy WGN show. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight. A whole show. No show tomorrow night due to the Blackhawks. And I believe there's also football involved as well Thursday night. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But if you want to get on with me, hey, tonight's the night. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, if it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. James, as usual, the sender of 9,326 stories every minute, or so it seems, and I love every one of them. But tonight was just absolutely horrifying. There were so many criminals and so many losses of life stories and all that I came across this, not from James, and thought, we need a little levity here. Although I'm sure the guy now sitting in jail is not laughing. But here was the deal. San Fernando Valley, all right, and actually Victory Boulevard Shopping Center. And a guy, shirtless, with his dog, steals a golf cart. Well, actually, what he steals is, everybody's saying a golf cart on all the various stories, and it was, I guess, technically a golf cart, but he steals the security vehicle from the mall. You know, the little golf cart that rides around that says security on the side, he steals one. And he takes off. Now, the golf cart goes maximum 19 miles an hour in this case. And so it was for 10 miles. 10 miles, this was last week, officers conduct a slow-speed chase while the shirtless golf cart driver with his dog in his lap continued to make his way to the Valley Glen area. And you had news helicopters. That was hilarious, actually, and more. And apparently this all started Sunday night when the security cart was reported as stolen from the shopping center. And so here are the helicopters. Of course, and every news helicopter has to get in on this too, because they normally do the high speed chases, so they couldn't avoid this. And so meanwhile, onlookers are cheering and laughing as he drives through a town nonchalantly with the dog in his lap. Chased through busy streets, multi lane main roads. At times, officers jump out of their cars to try and grab him, and he manages to repeatedly evade them. At his top speed of 19 miles an hour. They even brought out the spike strips. You know, they figured, well, we'll just have him roll over this and it'll flatten the tires. Au contraire, didn't bother him at all. What happened, he finally got boxed in a 7-Eleven parking lot. Right? And officers got him. They got the dog. They, why he stole a golf cart, as I say, they're saying suspected DUI, I guess. Right. Well, he certainly sounds like he was drunk. He was captured. He was handcuffed. The dog, meanwhile, was pretty good. He initially escaped himself, also to be caught and led away with a leash into one of the cop cars. They apparently took the dog home. Now, I guess somewhere along the way, the suspect admitted where he lived. I don't know how they knew, but in the meantime, the suspect said nothing to cops, but he apologized profusely to the dog. And right, and so this was a 24 cops, and alcoholism. That's right. And they say large yellow dog. The dog actually wasn't large. He was very, very medium size at best. I'm sorry, Rocky. I'm very sorry, he was heard saying to the dog. I was drinking. I'm an alcoholic. Don't drink. Don't do drugs. Be a better person. Well, as of this report, I don't know who he was. I think that's since been out, but it really really doesn't matter. The original call was for robbery and grand theft. All right, so it made me laugh anyway. We also have, while we're at it, you know you're not supposed to drink and drive, obviously. You know you're not supposed to text and drive, hopefully equally obviously. But apparently, you may not want to eat and drive. And let's face it, we all do. Well, a guy in Henderson, Kentucky, pulled out of the McDonald's drive-thru, received his order, those piping hot French fries, they are irresistible, put a couple in his mouth and immediately began to choke. He had a passenger in the car who attempted to offer assistance, but by then the driver had lost consciousness and the car crashed into an Enterprise rent-a-car center. The passenger and the driver were taken to a hospital and treated for minor injuries. And so, you don't really think about the risks of eating on the run, but you might want to keep that in mind. And I've got a dozen more like it, but we've got calls, 888-876-5593. And Mona Lisa is a first-time caller from Jackson, Tennessee, and I know exactly who she is because I've seen her video. Indeed. Mona Lisa, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes, it was a wonderful video.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. So how's the school going?
It's going really good. Okay. You know, when I finished my dance production in April, I had to go right into the Broadway play Dream Girl.
Whoa.
That we had here. And I did the choreography.
Nice.
Then, yes, it was wonderful. Really, we had 6 nights, a packed house.
Excellent.
And it was really good.
Excellent.
So now I'm back with my children. I'm back with my students working. So it's really good.
That's wonderful.
I didn't get to see them this summer. Yes. Yeah. And how are you? How's everything going for you?
Yeah, can't complain. Same old stuff every day, but always a delight to hear from you.
Yes. And I want you to know you're doing a beautiful job. If I had a voice like yours, I'd be on the air.
I'll bet you have a great voice because I know your brothers certainly do.
Oh, yes, they do have good voices. Unfortunately, I was just blessed with moving, dancing, so I'm going to stick to that.
Well, you do just terrific at it, and I'm so pleased that the kids are still interested and want to do it, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well,
maybe one day you'll get to see them.
Oh, I hope so. I also love the fact that the magazine did a profile on you in Jackson, as well they should.
I thought that was so nice. I was really shocked about that.
Yeah.
Our Jackson Home magazine.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was a good article. They did really good.
Yeah. I saved
and,
it. Absolutely. I saved it. I've got it on a bookshelf.
Oh, thank you. And I dedicated it to you.
Ah, yes.
Well, but you're the best DJ in the world.
That was
you
so kind.
You are really
of
good.
You. Well, thank you. That's terrific, and I hope you're going
to
call me again and give Marlo our love.
I will.
All right.
I certainly will do that.
All right, good deal.
But it was nice talking to you.
Likewise, Mona Lisa. Thanks again.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Good night. Take care.
You too. Yeah, no, Mona Lisa sent me the video of the dance school and all this, and she's just terrific. And I was so glad that our Jackson Home did a full feature on her, which was well-deserved and nice stuff. So good deal. 888-876-5593. Marianne is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Willie, how are you tonight?
I can't complain.
Yeah, you know the old saying, can't complain, nobody will care, right?
Well, no, usually they do, because usually whatever I'm doing, it turns out to be absolutely flagrant. Yeah, you know, I get attention even when I don't want it. So,
oh, don't you hate that?
Yes.
Well, you know what, I was going to call in a request, but first I wanted to say thank you for, I think it was last Thursday night, was that when you were talking, I think your name is Leah, about the passport?
Yes.
And when you said about, did you get the woman's name? And she said, oh, yeah, it was something edible, cookie or meatball. You let out with such a contagious laugh.
It was hilarious.
That I couldn't stop laughing. And you're saying what I'm thinking, Leah, you've had too many salads.
Well, you know what's so funny? What was so funny to me about that blush is it's edible like meatball or cookie. It was the comparison, yeah. Meatball or cookie? Well, it turns out that this young lady's name, her nickname is Meatball. And when you, yeah, it's true. When you see a picture of her, you say, it fits. It really does. Her entire family is mortified by this. You know, they're like, we did not raise her to to do anything like this. But yes, she was the influencer who thought that looting was a good idea in response to a bad legal decision.
Oh, well, that's... is a meatball.
Yeah, she meatball. You know, it's such a shame. She had a very, I forgot what her name now was, but it was a perfectly fine name, first and last. Didn't sound like meatball at all, but then when I saw the picture, I said, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, so Leah was not wrong. It was edible. So
she was, and we're laughing at her.
Now, but, what's interesting, of course, you can expect this. Like I say, her parents and her relatives, her grandparents, everybody else, they're aghast. Meanwhile, she's got a lawyer, right? And what does he say? The media coverage of this looting and about her is racist. No, meatball, it has nothing to do with the shade of her skin. She was just an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dajia Blackwell was her name.
Well, you know, we got a mayor here who says that these teenagers are just misled teenagers that need some social services. And I'm like, no, call them criminals for what they are.
If they are, yeah. Well, actually, you know, I always cringe when I hear that because it is a disservice to the kid because, you know, stop it when the kid is young. You know, have him take some responsibility and you've got a shot that it's not going to be a life of crime. But let him off easy, you know, and all hell will break loose. And that has nothing to do with the amount of melanin in skin, period. But, yeah, when
well,
I saw...
They've got videos from Linkin Park of them jumping up and down on these expensive SUVs parked down the street, caving them in, breaking the windows. And he said that wasn't criminal activity.
Well, the insurance companies are certainly going to differ, and that's an interesting point. Will the insurers always would love to subrogate, would love to find somebody else to take the blame. I wonder if any of them are going to stand up and say, hey, you know, somebody maliciously did this and there should be some payment.
They've got video. It's been on TV.
I'm sure they've got it. It's a question of where they're going to go with it, because the other thing
and my question is, when you go to your insurance now, how are they going to jack up your premium?
Well, they probably will, as far as that goes. But I will say that what you're describing is on the comprehensive line. It's not on collision. And comprehensive usually doesn't jack up your insurance too much.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, somebody jumping... You know, I don't know if the manual says, and people jumping up and down on the car, that's comp. But truly, cars, you know, on a street and a tree falls on it or whatever, that's your comp line. That is not collision. So that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, but then you're put out because now you've got to go get a loaner car. You got to get this car in. God knows how long it takes to get the car.
Well, and who knows what your insurance is. You may not have rental car reimbursement.
And your deductible. Yeah, and, deductible. Right. Do you have rental on it, you
right.
know?
Exactly. So yeah. But again, it does. It's an absolute disservice to the kids who are at that stage of their life, just acting out. I would agree that is absolutely true. They're just acting out, but you need to stop it then, so that it doesn't.
I don't know. I have a hard time accepting that because when we acted out, we threw snowballs.
Right. But you know, and this whole topic is for some show that actually matters. We like to talk about things that don't. But
I got off the subject because. Yes. I don't know if I heard the whole show on Thursday about, you know, Leah with her passport.
Yes.
But, you know, they keep saying on the radio, passports are so backed up.
They're not.
They're not?
Not particularly. Well, I was surprised because John was a bad boy and his was going to expire in like 3 days. He's, oh my God, my passport's going to expire. I said, get that puppy in the mail. Now, by the way, there's no penalty for renewing it after it expires. You got a couple years, you can do that. But, you know, I'd heard the same thing. This is just horrifying. And, you know, for an extra $60, they expedite. And even with that, people were telling me, oh man, it's going to be like 3 months. It was 3 weeks. He had the new passport. He had the old passport. He had the card. It was no problem at all.
Yeah, but he was renewing. Now she's getting a brand new one. What about that pamphlet they wanted her to fill out?
Well, no, that's not a pamphlet. It's actually part of the application. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, that's what I meant, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, no,
all those questions they were asking
her.
Well, they should.
I
agree with that because, you know, you have no idea who you're giving a passport to.
Yeah,
and number two is, if she doesn't have, she should at least get a state ID first, like you said.
Well, she has to, because they won't give her a passport without a picture ID. It's sort of
exactly.
Like dumb.
And so I don't know if that's the same way where she's at as it is in Illinois.
Yes.
If you don't have a driver's license and you go to get a state ID, you have to bring in your Social Security card and two pieces of mail that are like your utility bills
right.
to prove you live at that address.
Right. Right, I know.
So if
I know.
She's listening. Maybe she'll, you know, find out and save herself a trip.
No, she'll know. It's pretty clear. There's all sorts of things they'll ask her, but she'll get it, and then she'll carry on. But yeah, everybody should have picture ID of some sort, because sooner or later you're going to need that.
You know, because my son always used to say, why when you go somewhere do you show him your state ID instead of your driver's license? I said, because if I lose it or leave it behind, it's not as hard to replace as my driver's license.
Well, I always show the passport. Then it has no information on it. They don't put an address or anything on that. So,
I have a passport. I mean, last time I used it was in 2009.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can get the cards to carry in your wallet. When you renew it, get your passport card. Just carry it.
Yeah, I'll think of that if I can ever travel again.
You don't have to. You can get the card whether you travel or not. You know, and especially if you're in a state where they're charging you at the yin yang for the enhanced driver's licenses, which is another thing that goes on. Anyway, enough about that. You had a request. What is it?
Well, I thought maybe could you play something by Boyz II Men that Scotty would like?
Yeah, it may not be tonight because
I might fall asleep later anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other question was maybe Billie Holiday.
Ooh, I'll look. Like I say, on this computer, I don't know about that, but I'll look. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay, have a good night, guys.
Yeah. Now, we have Johnny D, who gets very upset when I don't play his requests. All right, yes. Gets all heated. In any event, he wanted I'm a Ram, and it's funny because when I looked, I played this for him 2 years ago. Yeah, don't ask me how I remembered that, but I did. But he'll hear it again, and if you're an Al Green fan, you will too. In the meantime, if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yep, that's Al Green. I'm a Ram. It was on a 1971 album on High, a wonderful label out of Memphis, and that was Al Green Gets Next to You, indeed. And he co-wrote that with Teenie, Maybone Hodges, one of the Hodges boys, Leroy, Charles, and Maybone, were the rhythm section at High. And, nice... That studio had a really nice sound all the way around. So there was I'm a Ram. Also on that was Tired of Being Alone. Yeah, and I think that was the only single from that did anything. So there you have it. And Johnny D wanted it. And like I said, we played it a couple of years ago, but it is a fine record. So happy to play it again. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So we had an abbreviated show last night, and I forgot to say happy birthday to Fran. Yeah, October 3rd, it was Fran's birthday, and so hopefully it was a good one. Also, it was George Johns' birthday, one of my former bosses, so there you have it. So happy, happy. Today is National Truckers Appreciation Day, 10-4, good buddy. You betcha, so now you know. All right, let's see what Leah in Marcus Hook has to say for her bad self. What's up, Leah?
Hi, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, I knew I was right about the meatball thing.
Yes, no, you were right about meatball. I just couldn't imagine how you thought it was meatball or cookie. I love those choices. That's just classic.
I don't know where I came up with cookie, but I...
Yeah. Well, and like I say, you can have fun with it in Philadelphia. I won't be labored anymore, but her lawyer is an absolute disgrace.
Well, I haven't seen her lawyer.
Well... Just check out some of the clips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to tell you about what happened with the passport deal. I didn't pursue the passport, and I tried to get the state ID, and I took in a copy of my birth certificate. She said, well, that's not a copy of your birth certificate. I said, well, yes, it is. It's a direct copy. I made it myself.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They probably want you to get it from the state.
Right.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you have to get it from the state.
Yes, exactly.
I couldn't get. So I got a driver's license for $5.
Oh, that's
a new
funny.
Driver's license.
Now, by the way, you could get them from the state. They'll give you the birth certificate.
I want to go tomorrow and get plasma. So
but in the meantime, $5 and they gave you another copy of driver's license, so you're good to go.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
All right. Well, now with a driver's license, should you choose, you can go get a passport.
Yeah, I can. Yes. Right.
All right. Well,
so
excellent.
That's what happened with that. And the other thing is I wanted to tell you, I don't know if you know about the birthday and the 2023 thing.
What are you talking about now?
Okay, everybody, this works for everybody. Everybody alive. I don't know if it works for dead people, but it works for
They're
everybody
not listening,
alive
so don't worry.
On the planet. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You add the your age to the year you were born, and it comes out to 2023.
Well, of course,
everybody.
Of course, and next year it'll come out to 2024, and on it'll go.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, okay, let's say you were born in 1950, and because of that, you're 73 this year, all right? So add 73 to 1950, and you'll come up with 2023. Now, next year, you'll be 74, so add 74 to 1950, and you will be 2024. It will always work.
It will?
Of course. John says it won't. It depends on when your birthday is. No. Right. It'll always work. And I understand what John is saying. It depends on when in the year your birthday is. But assuming the age you will turn during the year, like in 2023, if you're going to turn 73, you can subtract 73 from 2023 and you'll find out what year you were born, 1950.
Huh?
This is arithmetic, Leah. You can do this.
Okay. I know the addition. I know the addition, but I don't know the subtraction.
What? Well,
I'm terrible at math. I'm terrible.
Well, trust me, this is not math. It's arithmetic. All right, in the most basic sense. Well, now, you know, it's funny you say that, because recently when I go to YouTube looking for my nuts for me to fall asleep to, I've been seeing all these different...
Nuts?
yeah, you know, I look for things. I've told you this before. I look for things that are interesting enough that I will not, my mind won't wander to what else is going on, but not so interesting that I'll stay awake. So I find
So I thought you meant actual nuts.
No. I find my nuts, you know, people who are married to an Arcturian or whatever. So anyhow, I got one of those recently. All right. So when you first go to YouTube.com, it brings up a ton of videos. Well, lately, I have gotten like a dozen PEDMAS videos, and I'm like, what? Is there somebody who doesn't know this? But apparently not. Yeah, they act like they're solving Einstein's equations, explaining PEDMAS. So now I know why. Now I got it. All right. You're the exemplar.
So it will work
that.
Every year.
Now, again, and John's right about this, it's the age you're going to turn that year, whether you've turned it or not. It's the age you're going to turn. So
no, because I did it, and it's the age I already am this year.
Yes, but your birthday already happened this year.
Right.
That's right. So that's the age you're going to turn this year. You turned it.
Right.
That's right. So anybody who was born, say, in 1983, I don't care when they were born in 1983, their birthday in 1983 is going to make them how old, Leah? You can do this. Oh, my God.
No, I don't know.
Oh, God, 40. All right, so bottom line is this is not anything that has to do with 2023. It's any year you want. The age you're going to be that year, plus the year you were born will always give you the current year. Always.
Really?
Absolutely.
When did people figure this out?
I thought it was some sort of doomsday clock or something. It really scared me. Oh, man. Well, won't you get excited when you find out that no matter what you multiply by 9, if you add the numbers across, it will always result in being 9?
Huh?
Yeah, right. Yes, 9 times 2 is 18, 8 and 1 is 9, 9 times 3 is 27, 2 and 7 is 9. Well, of course, because 9 is a pivotal number in a base 10 system. I could do the same thing with 4 if we were talking base 5, but we're not. All right, so this is simple, stupid simple, and there's a way to check addition through casting out the 9s, which I won't bother you with, but in any event...
Okay, I understand numerology.
Oh, God. This has nothing...
But I don't understand this at all.
Oh, God, oh, help me. All right, well, it's... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. This is not a news flash, trust me.
I mean, really, who discovered this originally?
Anybody who can add.
Really?
Yes.
It's been known for like a long time?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure whenever it was that the Arabs came up with arithmetic, that's how long it is.
And it's not just this year.
No, of course it's not just this year. It's any year. Any year plus...
I put it on Facebook last night like it was just this year.
Yeah, I know. Facebook is going to lead you astray. It's also going to tell you a lot of people are dead who aren't. I don't know what to tell you, but it's not just this year. It's any year. Oh, God, help us. All right.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not a newsflash.
All right.
Good luck, and thank you.
Thanks for straightening me out on that, Raleigh.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, whoever taught you third grade arithmetic, go back and sue them.
Oh, I was held back a grade because of math.
It didn't work.
I quit school because of math.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
I'm a complete right brain thinker.
Well,
I'm just not.
It's really sad because, of course, math is arithmetic. It's really the foundation for logic in many ways. And the other thing is, if it's taught right, it can be worlds of fun, truly.
Well, I should have grown up in the era where they let you use calculators, but I didn't.
No, God, no. Don't ever say that, because I have seen people using calculators and they come up with answers that are so completely out of whack, and they're saying, well, that's what it says. You know, like, no, trust me, you're getting more than 2 miles to the gallon. All right, so thanks for calling, Leah. All right.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk about the Sea Crane Company a moment, because they are just terrific. And I'll tell you what, emergency comes, and that's when you need two things, especially if it's at night and the power's out. What do you reach for? You reach for the flashlight. You reach for the radio. What's going on? And then you find out, gee, the batteries are dead on the flashlight or the radio or what have you. Well, see, the CC Solar, this will absolutely never happen. And it's a terrific little radio with a ton of features. And, of course, like everything that Bob Crane has designed, it's got superior reception, AM and FM. It is just a terrific radio. It's digital. It's got a lighted dial and all that kind of stuff. It's got a flashlight, and you've got AM, you've got FM, you've got the weather bands, weather alerts, and it will work. Now, like I say, it's like magic. Sure, you can use the AC adapter, and you get one free if you order this week, by the way. Sure, you can have batteries, but invariably, like I say, here comes the emergency, there go the batteries, right? Now, they call it the CC Solar because if you place it in the sun, you know, like a sunny windowsill or something, for a few hours, it's going to play for a few days. But let's say you didn't do that either. Now you're just out of luck. You got a brick. Not so quick. It's got a little hand crank built into the back of it. Looks nice. You don't have to worry about that. And you hand crank it for about 30 seconds. It's going to play for 30 minutes, and it's going to the flashlight's going to shine. And so this is just peace of mind in a small package. And in addition to that, like I say, terrific reception for AM and FM, and really, really nice quality all the way around. You can go to ccradio.com, look at the CC Radio Solar, read all about it. You can order it online if you want, ccradio.com. Or if you're not online, you can give them a call. They've got the world's best customer service, and that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. All right, you can order it that way. They'll answer all your questions and anything you want. But if you can go online, I'd like you to see it, ccradio.com. And like I say, if you order it this week, you get the free AC adapter. Now, you got yet another way that this radio is going to work. Power, no power, batteries, no batteries, solar, forgot to put it in the sun, hand crank it. You can do it. No matter what, you've got something that will just give you peace of mind. ccradio.com, you tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. Well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't wanna be lonely. And I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't wanna be lonely.
That, of course, is the main ingredient. Yeah, I don't want to be lonely. RCA. Yeah. It's not the original 45 version, which is why I was listening to it so closely. But I thought, you know, actually, came out in 1974, by the way. Not a bad version of it all the way around. One of these days on this computer, I'll make sure it's only my 45s, but I may not live that long. All right, so Johnny D is in Ohio. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, so Raleigh, I just called to thank you for playing my request, finally. And Look, I hope you don't.
It hasn't been months. I mean, you got to be patient. You don't get them necessarily quickly.
No. You see, here's the deal, Raleigh. Here's how it went down. Last Tuesday, when you had to. Wait a minute. I don't know. You told Monday night. So, but you said, listen tomorrow.
Well, I said,
Monday night.
I'll try.
You said, listen tomorrow. Yeah. I will play it.
Yeah, I tried. Well, you can't trust a thing I say if it's email. Just don't trust it. In any way, you got to
email. It was on the air.
Well, you can't trust it. I do the best I can.
And you even said that your partner Graham there, the lady that helps you with
Carol. Yeah, she wrote it down. That's why you got it tonight. Anyway, who cares? You got it.
Oh, it was Carol. It wasn't you. Okay.
No, it was absolutely
I was about to forgive you.
No, don't forgive me. Don't forgive me, Johnny D. But actually, you've ended the hour. So if there's something else you want to hear, hang on and I'll find out what it is. Otherwise, we'll talk to you later.
I do want to hear something.
All right, so hang on then, and we will find out what it is. But right now, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large at WGN Radio. That's Buddy Morrow and his orchestra, Night Train, RCA, 1952. It was a 45. It was also on an RCA album in 1957. And he recorded that more times than I can count. But probably the other one that was so well known was the Mercury album from 1959. And maybe I'll play you that coming up. Who knows? But in the meantime, Johnny D had a request. So what is it?
Oh, yeah. Well, before I get to that, I want to say that last song, the Night Train you just played. Sounds like pure sex, that saxophone.
Yeah. There you go.
Now, wait a minute. And let me say this. I apologize. I don't want to get your Irish up. You know, you're holding all the aces, Raleigh. It's your show, you know.
True enough.
You could shut me off and turn me down and make me sound like a clown. Because you're holding all the aces. Right? But you're not going to do that to me, are you?
No, I'm delighted you called. Now, tell me what you want to hear.
All right. I was listening to Bill Withers today.
Uh-oh.
I like Bill Withers. I like a lot of his songs. And if I was Jimmy P, I can request four or five of them again, but I'm not Jimmy P.
Well, no, you see, but Jimmy P wouldn't. That's the difference. All right, so...
He wouldn't what?
Probably request a Bill Withers record. All right, but which one did you want to hear?
I know. You request something that from the 40s or 50s that I was a little kid.
Not necessarily. In fact, one of the ones he requested the other night was from 1971, The Main Ingredient, Just Don't Want to Be Lonely, which I will be playing.
Okay, very good. Now, firstly, Wally, if you give me just a little bit of time, I'm not going to be too long. Let me ask you this, and then I'll get to my request. You know, the lovely and talented Becky had completed Caesar's Memorial.
Oh, good.
That we were working.
Good.
And there's a short little video, right?
Yeah.
That she took. It's about maybe 20, 25 seconds, something like that.
Uh-huh.
That encompasses all the stuff. There's like two little tables. Because we couldn't fit everything on one
right.
table, like in the prior pictures, you know?
Right.
We got bigger 5x7 pictures of the little beast, you know, and he was so cool. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and we got them back, and then, you know, there's different items on the... Now, would you be able to post a short little 20, 25-second video?
You know, it's interesting. The answer is a qualified yes. I will tell you that the program I'm using right now, the answer would be absolutely not. You won't believe what I cobbled together. But I probably could throw it onto YouTube and embed it that way. I don't know. It'd take me a little while, but yeah. But this program will not let me do it directly, no.
Well, you're the genius at computers, so, you know.
No, it's just
all that technology.
Yeah. It's just a question of the time.
John's a video file,
yes.
And you're an audio file.
Well, true enough.
Opposite the track, huh?
That's right. True enough, yes. I am not a video. I'm not a vidiot of any type. But I send it to me, and I'll see. But, you know, don't expect it immediately, because this week is just hell.
Well, it will make things a lot more comprehensive as to... You know, if I send 3 or 4 pictures,
right.
You know what I mean?
Understood. We'll see what I can do. But like I say, don't...
All right,
don't.
Now my request.
Yes.
I was listening to Bill Withers and, what was it? I was listening to Lean On Me, all right?
Yeah.
And actually, I was getting some lyrics in my head concerning doing a song after that concerning Call On Me. It would be you know, asking people to call. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But... I don't know. Now, you know, I'm so, you know, I felt like I got beat down on this call. But then let me say this. Lean On Me, and then what was that? Oh, Who Is He and What Is He to You? I like that song, too. Go with us.
Maybe.
That's
all I'm going to tell you is maybe. All right.
Jeez, oh, man.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for I'm a ram. You know, like that song.
I
like everything about that song.
Yes.
The horns, the guitar, the bass, you know.
I agree, it's a good song. It did.
It's good.
Did high
everything in that song I like.
There you are.
Now, Al Green didn't even have to sing much because the music did it for me. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank
Appreciate
you. Have a nice holiday.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Holiday? There's a holiday coming up?
Well, whatever.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
bye.
It. Yeah, right. Well, tomorrow night, of course, I guess it's a holiday of sorts because I won't be on the air, but it was funny. I said to John, night off, huh? That day's already so spoken for. And I brought home we were over in Globe for a couple of days, and I brought home a few computers that I needed to reprogram. And one of them, I realized I brought the wrong one. And so I thought, you know, actually, I'm relieved. I didn't really want to do that tomorrow anyway, but the list is otherwise full. So 888-876-5593. Before we get to Stacy's request, I promised that I would give you the other, or I said I would anyway, the other Buddy Morrow when he re-recorded it for Mercury in 1959, it sounded more like this. See, I don't know which one Jimmy P really wanted, so we'll give them both. About that album, the Night Train album, 1959 on Mercury, was he also did it as a march, called it Midnight March, so you can hear that as well. But he's recorded that, you know, half a dozen times. Some of them is Buddy Morrow and his orchestra, some of them just as Buddy Morrow. But the first one was the one I played from RCA in 52, and then I thought the most interesting as far as after that was probably that Mercury album. All right, so now you've had them all. All right, or some of them anyway. 888-876-5593. Len is in Park Ridge. Welcome to WGN Radio. Hello, Len. Nope, Len left us. Well, it was bound to happen. All right, so Len was going to complain about a caller. I'll leave it at that and say that If you don't like the callers, that should cause you to become one of them. You'll hear less of them and more of you. Yeah, it's as far as I'm concerned, it's your show. I just keep you company from 10 to 1. So 888-876-5593. Stacy in Algonquin, what's happening?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
All right, so now what's going on with home search? Have you viewed any places?
Well, I think one close by Eastgate.
Have you been there?
I'm not sure. It's kind of up in the air, so I'm not even going to worry about it.
All right, but are you going to visit places? Are you seeing them?
Right.
Okay. All right, good.
Well, I saw the one, but I have to check, you know, the areas for the other ones because the other places don't include what this one close to me does.
Uh-huh.
They all have their different rules, but I'm not worried about that.
Oh, sure.
But I wanted to let you know, I am 69, and April 21st, 2024, I will be the big 70.
Right.
So I just wanted to, that's very, very easy. But I'd like to request...
By the way, I assume based on what Leah was talking about earlier, that means you were born in 1954. You figured that out in your
head,
I'm sure. You figured that out right away without any trouble whatsoever. That's right. And yeah.
No, she just has to...
Give up is what she has to do. She's just got to give up. Really, trust me.
Oh.
So, yeah.
But I wanted just one song. You can pick it out. A Tina Turner song.
Okay.
And I'll take a Lou Rawls song.
Yeah, that may be a while.
I mean,
we've done a lot of Lou Rawls, and you know he's absolutely not a favorite of mine. Except there's one that I like a lot, but it's the one that I play often. But it's sadly, you know, by the time we only have a minute and a half to play these things, and by the time that minute and a half is up, he still hadn't gotten into the song. So
what about let's see.
So.
What about, you can pick out a good Scotty song then for me.
That I will be happy to do. And maybe I'll find a Lou Rawls that I can tolerate right now. But I can't think. It's certainly not Wind Beneath My Wings. All right, we'll think of something.
But I just wanted to, now I forgot. Well, going to say. But, you know, the time goes by. You know, Leah should just hold on to all of her years because she doesn't know within a blink of an eye.
Oh, that's all of us.
I can't believe.
I know.
That it just, you can't believe where did the years go.
Right, right. And yeah, after you turn 65, it like gets into warp drive. It just, it's
I know, you just sit there and you wonder what the heck happened.
Well,
like
yeah.
I'm thinking too, I'm sitting in the kitchen and I thought, we just moved. We moved here at 30, and my God, so many things working and driving, and I had a husband, and then I still had my dad, and...
That's life. That's life. That's the way it is, of course.
And you do so much, and we had dogs, and...
Well, sure. And it's not over yet. You can absolutely forge a life for yourself, but the time will will not move any slower. So all right. So you've seen Eastgate and you like it. I assume it's the Point at Eastgate. And so now you need to see a few more.
Yeah. Well, I have Corin, you know, who helps me. So.
All right.
Today we'll go over a couple of things. What else? Tracy came over,
okay. And
she was like, we're going to have an estate sale, and she was putting little markers on certain things that I want to see if I could just sell them, and I basically know what I'm going to take with. So,
All right.
We just have to, you know, box up the rest of the stuff, and my realtor is really nice, and Chris helps a lot, and
all
Tracy
right.
and Michelle, and
So you are moving on. All right. Well, I want to hear the next report of what other places you visited, and keep me posted.
Oh, I will. And I want you and John and everybody to have a very, very wonderful weekend, a very blessed weekend, and stay safe and healthy.
Good deal. All right. And we'll get you some Tina Turner and who knows, maybe some Lou Rawls. But I'm not sure. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Good deal.
Bye-bye.
So, all right. Yeah. Yeah. Eastgate kind of looks nice. The only thing that worried me about that place is they have Wi-Fi. Yeah. But can you get wired broadband if you want it? Well, if Stacy does want it, she can ask. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get to Ruth and Gurney. We got Diane in Chicago and hopefully you two coming up on WGN Radio. Well, no, we like it, but we heard it already. So I just realized that. So, yeah, I like the main ingredient. But Jimmy P. also want to hear the Drifters. In fact, it's a flip side of There Goes My Baby. So maybe not one that you normally would flip over, but just in case you haven't heard it. Dum, 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 dum,
dum, dum, dum, dum. Oh, my love. Oh, my love, you know that I think you. I love you so, and you know I'll never, oh, no, let you go. Let you go. Oh, my love. No,
that is the Drifters. That's the second group of Drifters, the Benny King Drifters. And you heard them just then on Oh My Love. And when the first group was disbanded by the guy who owned the rights, their manager, they got the second group, which was Benny King, of course. And you know that story. I won't belabor that, but I'll say you probably know they put them on tour for about a year and practice and all that. And then they had been Five Crowns, of course. Now they're the Drifters and they hold the first recording session, and that was March 6th of 59. And Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller were the ones involved with that. And in fact, what they recorded at that session was Hey Senorita, Benny King, and There Goes My Baby, Benny King, and Baltimore, which was Charlie Thomas and Ellsbury Hobbs, and then Oh My Love, which was Benny King. And they released There Goes My Baby in May of 59. And, you know, a lot of people talk about first doo-wop record with strings and all of that kind of stuff, but few people remember that Oh My Love was on the other side. Well, now you have heard it, courtesy of Jimmy P's request. All right, so we'll get to Ruth and Diane and Graham, and there's room for you too. Yes, we're at the halfway mark tonight on Wednesday Hump Day, and when all else fails, I got the tabloids. Yeah, you can consider it a threat or a promise, depending. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we'll find out what's going on in the world at large right now from WGN Radio News on WGN Radio.
If you're lucky enough to have someone who loves you, then be glad that you've got someone who loves you. 'Cause lips that were warm can grow cool. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. poor heart, and you do something to it, and you think to yourself, why did I do it? You may find that the world can be cruel. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. Now I had a love just the same as you, and I was a fool not to see, but you still have time to say you love her. In your arms, and be glad that she's waiting. You'll be happy, believe me, if you'll.
WGN only Radio. Listen. I'm Raleigh James. That's the original version. Well, actually, it's not the original 45 for Sean Capital, but it's the original group doing it, the Five Keys, November of 1956. And every time I hear that, I think of Billy Sherrill, who would, you know, I'd sit and talk to him when we both worked at CBS Records. And, you know, one of the things a songwriter is constantly doing is looking for the right rhymes and stuff like that. And Wisdom of a Fool came up, and that's one of my favorites. Who else would rhyme Yule with fool in that way? Yes, you'll be happy if you'll only listen to the Wisdom of a Fool. So, yeah, but it's a great record. And it was Jimmy P. who wanted to hear that as one of his six that he requested tonight. And happy to do that. I think we got one more left. Tell Him I'm Not Home, Chuck Jackson. Which is everybody's fave, I think, anyway. All right, so let's see. Is Ruth and Gurney still with us, or did she give up? Ruth, are you there?
I'm here. You're right there, and good evening, Mrs. James.
Thanks for waiting.
Thank you. It's not as long as it's been to wait other times, so this was appreciating the amount of time that I did have to wait. It wasn't as lengthy. Well, I thought that incredible song that you just played was such a great thing with the wisdom and the story in that particular song. I know that George Armstrong Custer forsaked his own soulmate, Libby Custer, and so that's a serious thing there. But these incredible songs, with November, this one having been put in 1956, that's the gate of autumn that I often get the fragrance. I have not had the fragrance of the other seasons throughout my lifetime, but in autumn I get a fragrance at around August and September, and it's a gate. It's not only the fragrance, but there's a gate involved. But what I wanted to make a comment about was lottery.
Yes.
You had said that there are curses on lottery, or it looks to be that way.
Yeah.
With situations, the end result, it never stops anyone from buying the ticket or being the winner of the ticket. But I don't believe in curses. And I remember at a Jimmy Buffett concert, when a fella in front of me, I mentioned to him how I foiled the curse for the Cubs in 2016. And he turned around and looked at me with a glint in his eye, almost the same glint that I saw in Bob Hope's eye when I mentioned Lucille Ball's name. He said, "What can you do for the Bears?" I said, "I'm a Green Bay Packer fan." And ironically, last week, a grandson, about 9 years old, attended the Packers game and noticed and was disappointed that two of the players did not put their arm where it should have been during the Star-Spangled Banner. It's a blessed song. And we have had, in the whole of the United States, the Arm and Hand of St. Jude came to Grace Lake, Illinois, first church in the United States. Arm and Hand, be very significant of the patriotism involved. I do not know whose team the players were on. I do know that when I was 7 years old on a school trip to Lincoln Park Zoo, a lion was talking to me, and I told the nun because I couldn't understand what was going on, and I expected an answer. She didn't say anything. I thought it was interesting the Lions did win that game. I also met one of the Lions football players. I was walking, he was walking out of Luciano's in Cicero, and I was going in, and I was homeless at the time, and I guess he thought my anatomy was enough to be a pickup. So he made a comment that he would give me a place to stay. I walked away. When I told him I didn't know who he was, he said, "You mean you don't know who I am? All I know is he was a football player from the Lions and had a connection with the restaurant Luciano's. But back to lottery. Here's what I would do. For all the service organizations that I had been involved in, and it was so incredible, whether I was on committees or a president, whatever the boards were that promoted an event that got money, and back in those days, the economy was not what it was today, and you could do all these charity things by having all these projects and committees and events and hundreds of dollars and a couple of thousand dollars, and you could just do it, whether it was PTO or JC's or church organizations or Girl Scouts, you could just do incredible things. So winning a lottery for me, and I get the feeling God said to me or will say, what are you going to do with the money? It's the end times. What will I do with it? I'll do the bulk of it in non-for-profits. I have a lot of ideas how I can do housing, tiny homes. I'll take one of those tents that they want to give the migrants. I'll take that now. I won't have to pay rent. And then I can send my oldest grandson, who's named after the Catholic chaplain at the Great Lakes Naval Base, World War II, Father Bill, I could send him on a cruise ship to London, Ireland, and England, being sponsored by WGN. And I would go live in a tent and be glad to do it, to send that bit of money over in that direction. But non-for-profit, the bulk, I have so many incredible ideas how I would spend the money.
Right.
And if somebody wants to find me in a dark alley behind St. Michael the Archangel's Church at 83rd and South Shore in Inglewood, they'll have to stand in line to put a curse on me because I know how to foil them.
Well, now, the question is, are you buying tickets?
Well, you know, now that's interesting. You are the lady of the most miraculous questions and answers. You know, we're just all about the University of Raleigh and those group kooks that are jumping on the cars in Lincoln Park. If they had your university in their schooling, and they heard what is going on, they may have some patriotism like World War One and World War Two people did, standing in line for cups of soup.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's the thing now.
It was a yes or no. By the way, it was a yes or no. Are you buying tickets?
Okay, I don't get in and out of the wheelchair, and I have wanted to buy one for weeks.
Mm.
I've got one. And that, to me, is my... How could I say, you can't get to win it unless you have bought the ticket.
Yes.
So I waited patiently. Someone got me a ticket. And the important thing to me is what I will do with it. And therefore, I don't have to worry about a curse or misappropriating the money. I haven't done it in my entire life with any way I did things and paid things and organizations and jobs and things like that. So it really falls down on the individual's own shoulders on whether or not the money seems to be something that was not a godsend.
No.
If they knew how to spend it, and you can do that with all of your income, when mine was $400 a month just 5 years ago, I was like a millionaire. And I consider on my $1,200 a month Social Security, I consider that I'm doing really well, even with the cost of living and the way the economy is. And I could, under any circumstances, utilize the small amount of money or a large amount of money if you know how to spend it and you do it wisely. And that's an interesting thing about that song, Lucky in Wisdom. Lucky in love and lucky in wisdom in all kinds of different ways. But, yeah, I think the lottery is a phenomenal thing, and it doesn't have curses on it. And, by the way, I got a house blessing from St. Francis of Assisi last week with a calendar for the coming year. What an incredible New Year's for the next year, 2024. It's a St. Jude calendar. And today is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi for the blessing of the animals over the weekend, and then anything that has been today, a mass said, prayers said. I believe animals do have other lives, and you may have known them as people or animals in another life. So anytime you utilize that wisdom to get that kind of a blessing on animals and people, it really works.
All right.
So,
good
well,
stuff.
That's for good night. Yeah. Have the best night for the rest of the night.
Well, yeah.
And
no, what
I
it,
have my
what it sounds like
I have philosophy.
I say what it sounds like you're saying is the lottery doesn't change people, doesn't define them. It reveals them. What's in their heart was there beforehand. And sounds like you'd be a good winner. And good deal.
I sure would do. I would love to be able to do the things I used to do as a volunteer in so many places and come up with ideas, PTO, all different things I would initiate all over the area that I lived in. And it takes money to do things, especially in this day and age. But my philanthropy would be something that other people have not done exactly. I would have a different attitude of gratitude and making it, wow, this is something unique. We haven't seen anything like this before. I just would spend that money till it was showing and glowing and having a positive, metastasizing and just utilizing it so incredibly.
Okay.
So it's the idea of what you want to do with the money. That's the important thing.
Sounds
and
good.
So, in limited circumstances, you can always do something. I have certain things that I'm doing now. Other ways that another day I'll tell you what they are.
All right,
I came up with my own ministries.
All right.
So have a good night for tonight.
All right, thanks, Ruth.
And thank
appreciate
you.
It.
All right, bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
So,
bye-bye.
Yeah, that's kind of where you want. You just have to buy tickets more often. That's how that works. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, Diane wanted to request something. I hope she's still with us. Are you still around, Diane?
Oh, yes.
All
hi.
Right. Yeah, what do you want to hear?
I never did get around to that sea crane thing, because I have a Bose radio that is secondhand, and it's really not so good with any with the FM.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I told you that before, and I like what you mentioned one time about a Zenith, and which they don't make anymore, certain things, certain the Zenith was always a good brand. But anyway, the days of radio and all the good music. So I don't have a computer. I go to the library and listen, go on YouTube a lot. And so that's where I get my things, my entertainment in a lot of ways of the old music, which leads me to the Sophie Tucker. She did sort of a talk singing thing called Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Is that
what you want to hear?
I suppose you don't.
No, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I will absolutely find that and play that one night. If nothing else, it'll be a novelty for some people.
It is, novel. It would be novel for some people. Have you? What about the Lefevre family?
What about them?
You know about them too, right?
Yeah.
with the piano. You know, that good old-fashioned, bouncy kind of gospel music.
Yeah, no, I'm aware. So, absolutely, I am aware. But okay. We'll get you some Sophie Tucker. I'll do that, Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Raleigh. Right. You have a good night now.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for waiting. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, the Lefebvres have been around. They're in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. It goes back to the 20s in Smithville, Tennessee. So there, 888-876-5593. Graham, he's checking in. He's home. All right, so we have to hear about the rest of the trip. He made it across the country and has something to show for it. His sanity, I think. Laura in Willowbrook and Robert in Stickney. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Teddy, I'm so excited. I'm just as nervous as I can be. Oh, it's wonderful to feel the way I do. And I'm sure you'd be delighted and you'd feel the same as me if what has happened happened to you. Can you guess?
Well, so many things could happen to you. I give up.
Is that nice? Surprised at you. All right, listen. It's the first time he and I met. I'm in love again, and I'm all set. And he's tall and dark and handsome. Oh, I'm just crazy about my new flame. Oh, dear.
What's the matter now?
Oh, dear, I forgot to find out his name. What's the difference? He's tall and dark and handsome.
One thing I'd like to know.
All right, so yeah, that's Sophie Tucker. And if you're unaware of Sophie, and depending upon your age, you might not be, she was a walking soap opera and made the absolute most of it. So we'll talk a little about her next hour, but I hadn't thought about the Tall, Dark, and Handsome. Oh, what's his name? Who cares? All right, so all that and more coming up next hour on WGN Radio.
Almost every day, I hear some kind friend say, Sophie, dear, I think you're much too stout. Right away, they suggest the diet they think best. They make me sick, I wish they'd cut it out. I don't want to get thin. I don't want to get thin. Why should I, when I'm all right as I am? Those slender-waisted mamas, they make me laugh. My goodness, men like to see a little fore and aft. I don't want to reduce. Furthermore, what's the use when the men follow me around like Mary's lamb? The girls who talk of dieting, gee, they get on my nerves. If you want to keep your husband straight, show him a lot of curves. I don't want to get thin. You can laugh and you can grin, but I'm doing very well the way I am.
Miss Tucker, I think you could do with a pound less or two.
Look what's talking. If he'd close one eye, he'd look like a needle. Mind your own business, Teddy. I'm satisfied to be the way I am. I've got a lot of what I've got, and my friends love it. Mind you, they're no vegetarians. They like their meat and plenty of it.
Well, I think you could spare a pound here or there.
Nobody is asking you, young man. Keep your mind on your music.
I can't when you're around.
Look where I am not.
I can't see that far.
All right, I'll buy you some steel glasses.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that is Sophie Tucker. And I admit, I didn't know who she was. And I was a teenager. I was working in Miami, and one of the people I worked with was a woman by the name of Peppy Fields. And Peppy was the sister of pianist Irving Fields, not a relationship to Toadie, as far as I know. But anyway, Peppy was called, the way they billed her, the Sophie Tucker of Miami. And I thought, at that point, Sophie, I think, was still alive, because I don't think she died until 1966. So I thought, I got to find out who this woman was. And I'll tell you what, this woman made the most of what she had. It, most people, given her background and her appearance and everything else, would have just, you know, had a pity party. She had a career, made a lot of money, actually. She was born in what is now Ukraine, but then was the Russian Empire. And as a child, She immigrated to America with her father, who deserted the Imperial Russian Army. So they had to change their name, to say the least. And they were living in fear that, you know, he'd be found out somehow. And they were at that point in Boston's North End. And then they settled in Hartford. And that's where she grew up, Hartford, Illinois. And she grew up as a large and some people would say ugly individual. And as I say, most people would have just withered. But boy, did she rise to the occasion. And at 17 years old, she eloped with a beer cart driver. I'm not making that up. And they had a kid, and it lasted about 10 years. But when she left him, someone that she knew had given her a letter of recommendation to a composer and theatrical producer in New York. So to New York she goes, and it didn't work out. So she was basically in cafes and beer gardens singing for food and tips. But vaudeville was made for her. And by 1907, she was singing at amateur night at a vaudeville establishment. And here again, the producers, they were just downplaying her, saying, you know, she's so big and ugly, nothing going to happen. Well, the bottom line is that she took it and started with fat girl humor. And it became a common thread in a lot of her acts, as you know, from I Don't Want to Get Thin. And she was with the Ziegfeld Follies, and actually they loved her, but the women who appeared in the Ziegfeld Follies didn't want to be on stage with her. So ultimately, they let her go. Now, at the time, William Morris, as in later the William Morris Agency, took note of her and got her a record contract and all of that. And she started to do well. And she remained a singer through the 20s. She had a couple of friends, Mamie Smith and Ethel Waters. Ethel was her, introduced her to jazz. And she was probably one of the first performers introducing jazz to white vaudeville audiences. So she was doing well worldwide. She was touring Europe and all this kind of stuff. But the decline of vaudeville in many ways was the decline of Sophie. Although, as I say, she continued. She had her own radio show, the Roy Tan program with Sophie Tucker. That was CBS. And you'd see her occasionally on Ed Sullivan and The Tonight Show, as in Jack Parr. And did very well. Was performing, you know, again, no hits or anything like that, but performing throughout her life. Now, the number of people who have said that Sophie Tucker was a big influence is just astounding. You'd expect it to be the Mae West and Rusty Warren, and it was. But Carol Channing and Joan Rivers and Roseanne Barr and Ethel Merman and even Mama Cass and I think Bette Midler all cited her as an influence. And it was interesting that the Beatles, as you know, in one of their early albums did Till There Was You, and they were doing an appearance at the Royal Variety in 1963. Paul McCartney introduced the song as having been recorded by our favorite American group, Sophie Tucker. And Sophie, I don't know that she was alive. I don't know that she heard it, but I'm sure she would have gotten a laugh out of it. So in case you didn't know, now you do. That's Sophie Tucker. All right, 888-876-5593. Robert in Stickney had a request. What do you want to hear, Robert?
Yes, I'm in kind of a nostalgic mood. I like to hear my favorite Flamingos song, Lovers Never Say Goodbye.
A good choice. I'll do it.
Okay, great.
Thanks
great.
For calling.
Sure.
So, absolutely. A fine, fine record. Don't have to twist my arm to play that. Might come up next. All right, Graham is home. He made it back. All right, Graham, how'd the rest of the trip go?
It was phenomenal.
Good.
After almost running out of fuel going across that last continental divide there, I made my way down towards Vail, Colorado, and they wanted $275 for a room.
Oh, I know. You know, it's funny you say that. Vail also, there's three exits, as you know, for Vail. And the middle exit there is a McDonald's. And, you know, even back in the day, whatever McDonald's charge, in Vail, it was twice as much.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I found my way down to a rest area and just slept in the rest area with probably about 50 other people.
I'll bet. who wants to pay $275 a night?
That's it, especially when you're only going to be staying there for maybe 5 to 6 hours.
Right, exactly. They never you know, realize that those of us who were checking in at 3 a.m., we deserve some consideration.
Yeah, considering that we're still going to leave at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning anyway, because we want to make some time.
Right.
But the trip from there down into Nevada was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah.
Between the Colorado River Canyon and then working my way the rest of the way across Colorado over into Utah and down Route 15,
right.
And you know, stopping to take pictures in some of the rest areas at the different canyons.
Yeah.
It was just an unbelievable ride.
Good.
And then I made the mistake of not fueling up in Arizona and fueling in Nevada, where they get the same crappy gasoline from California,
right.
Which is $5.50 a gallon.
Oh, wow, I know.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I didn't expect Nevada to be running on California gasoline.
Well, Clark County especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I want to thank you for playing the Benny King songs during that first break when I was on hold.
Sure.
Because you knew that I knew Benny King.
Yes,
and his
yes,
children.
And you went to his services and his kids were surprised.
Yes, yes. How did you find out? Well, I heard about it on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, did you get my information off Facebook? Absolutely not. I got it from Benny's buddy Frank.
Right.
And then Frank's waving at me from across the room.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, I will be seeing Angela this weekend because we have a 40th high school reunion.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
That's usually when I get to see her.
So class of 83, huh?
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So that's pretty much the whole thing. I made it out there, flew back on a red eye, didn't drink enough bourbon before I got on the plane, so I didn't sleep very well.
Where'd you fly out of?
We flew out of Dingy Harry Airport.
Okay.
And then flew into Philadelphia, where my friend said that he had me booked on a puddle jumper that would take me to Atlantic City, and the puddle jumper happened to be a Prevo bus.
Oh yeah, all right, well yeah,
so he didn't believe me until I sent him pictures of inside the bus when we're driving through the airport,
right.
And there's planes on one side and planes on the other, and I'm on this blue bus that says United on the side.
That's
I mean
so
it says
funny.
American Airlines on the side of it,
right exactly. It's like taxiing to Atlantic City.
Yeah, we were taxiing all the way down the Atlantic. And then the lady who called us onto the flight said it's time to board the aircraft.
Well, once you get going, they'll show you pictures of sky. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's okay. You see, I'm not worried about that because I was a bus driver. So I had a good time. I had a good time talking to the driver. And to be honest with you, for a 60-mile flight from there to Galloway, New Jersey?
Right.
It doesn't make sense to put a plane in the air for 45 people.
No.
You know, to do less than 100 miles.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. But there sure were plenty of people with man buns that were very, very miffed that they were were taking a bus to Atlantic City. You know, the only thing we were missing was the greasy bags of fried chicken.
All right.
Because normally when we went to Atlantic City, we had to pick up the chicken bones at the end of the trip.
Yeah.
So that's how it was. But what else was it? Did you get the email I sent you today?
You sent me an email. Okay.
Yes, you did.
Yes. It was one of those challenges for online where, by the way, I hate those things because I don't see well enough. And they'll usually say, you know, show all the fire hydrants or something. And half the time I have no idea what they are. But yes, you had show all the speakers and lots of speakers and the one who's no longer the speaker of the house is hilarious.
Yes. Yeah. I thought you'd get a chuckle out of that one.
Yeah, I did.
That actually was an older one from when he was running.
Yeah.
And I recycled it last night.
Oh yes, no, it's fitting, very timely.
Uh-huh. Yeah, one of my friends one of my friends sends me back a response. That was quick.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's great. Great. Well, I'm glad it was a good trip.
Yeah, no, it was a great trip. And another one of my friends is heading out there next week, and my buddy's trying to talk me into flying back out. And this way the three of us can get into all kinds of trouble out there.
Oh, yes. Yes, there's no shortage of that, but I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You you could do that in Atlantic City, too.
Yeah, but it's not much fun when one is in Long Island, I'm near Atlantic City, and the other one's in Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, the Las Vegas one's far, but Long Island, I mean, you could meet up somewhere, but yeah, Las Vegas, that's pretty far.
Well, but my other friend lives up in Rockland County, so we usually do get together.
Yeah,
we usually go up to a football game up at West Point and do a couple of other things. But he's temporarily relocated out there, so it's kind of thrown a wrench into the works. And so I called my buddy from Long Island and said, "Hey, you'll never guess where I'm going and who I'm going to see." And he goes, "I can't believe it." He goes, "I'm going out there in 2 weeks for a wedding."
All right. Well, maybe
two of them are going to be out there, and you never know who might end up on another red eye. But this time, I'll fly Spirit.
Yeah,
you know, greyhound with wings.
Right, precisely. They'll throw you a can of tuna when you're in the air. So absolutely keep me posted.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling.
One of these days we'll make a better trip through Arizona.
All right, counting on it.
Okay, have fun.
Okay, bye. Thanks. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. You got to find about Laura's senior trip. I want to hear about that. Nick in Baltimore. All right, radio station frequency spacing. AM or FM. We can talk about both of them coming up on WGN Radio.
Please wait for me.
I'm Raleigh James, a fine Flamingos record. Lovers Never Say Goodbye. That was one of Scotty's favorites as well. Happy to play that. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Laura is in Willowbrook. What's happening tonight, Laura?
Hey, Raleigh. Oh, my goodness. I called you last week, but I was so silly. I called too late, so I didn't get in. But, I got to tell you an entertaining story. I guess I'd label it, glad this didn't happen to you, right?
Okay.
So I've been wanting to go on one of these bus trips with the park district. So I went and paid my $82 to go on a day trip down with about 40 other people on a nice motor coach bus. 9:45 was the time to leave. I got there about 9:30. Maybe 9:32, something like that, but it was way in plenty of time. I get to the building to sign in. They say, "Oh, it's the other building." Okay, I go to the other building. "Oh, well, the bus is gone already." I says, what do you mean the bus is gone? I says, I'm here. It's only 9:30. The bus leaves at 9:45. Oh, well, didn't you get our email that we send everybody? I said, well, obviously not. They says, then they looked up my, they looked me up. Oh, well, we don't have your email.
Well.
Okay. Well, wouldn't you want to check that, make sure that everybody's going to get this? Okay. Yeah. So it gets better. So, and I so wanted to go on this darn trip. They says, well, you know, half of the group is coming out of Tinley Park. I was in Willowbrook. They're in Tinley Park. They said, why don't you go ahead if you want to meet the bus in Tinley Park. Oh. You can get on there and take you down.
I can tell this is going to get good. Hang on a minute. Stay right where you are. Yep. We're leaving you in Tinley Park. Yeah, I can see what's coming. All right. We'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. But we're talking to Laura. She was running after the bus. All right, so they advise, go to Tinley Park. And what do you do?
Right, so I'm in touch with the tour director by text.
Oh,
okay? So I'm about crossing the parking lot to get to my car to drive to Tinley Park. She sends a message. Well, the bus has left Tinley Park. You're going to miss it there.
Huh?
I says, what? First of all, I had dropped my dog off in the morning to have a play day from 9 in the morning till 5 at night, paying money to have him be watched so that he's sit at home. So anyway, so I'm like, I really want to go on this trip. So she says, well, you want to drive downtown and meet us down at the river?
Oh, no.
I says, well, the purpose of taking the bus is so I didn't have to drive through the city of Chicago and try to get down through the traffic in
exactly.
It. I said, no, I really don't want to drive
exactly.
Down. So then I thought, oh, you know what? I was bound and determined to get there. So I called Uber.
Oh, God. Okay.
I know. So they're like, okay, we'll be there in 2 minutes. Now, mind you, I paid $82 for the trip. Uber cost me $45, okay? So I'm in the hole already. 82 I expected, but I expected a trip out of it. So we're driving in the Uber, and of course traffic, as lovely as Chicago is, takes forever. She texts me, she says, what time does the Uber think they'll be at the boat?
Oh no.
And I says, well, about 10 after 12. She says, well, the boat's leaving at 11:50, you're going to miss the boat. I'm like, what? So I'm already in the Uber on the way to Chicago. She's like, well, you're going to miss that bus. You're going to miss the boat. I'm like, okay. But she says, you're on your way. You might as well come down. You can at least get to the, after the boat ride down the river, we were going to the Italian marketplace.
No.
Two stories of shopping and Italian eating.
Oh, no.
So, well, luckily, I finally did make it down there. And then I'm like, okay, I don't want to get lost, so I got to hang out with somebody on the tour. And then they look at me like, who the heck are you? You weren't on the bus on the way here. So they're all giving me these weird looks like, who the heck are you?
Right.
But anyway, so I says, well, I got to follow somebody through the rest of this tour, because if I go in this marketplace and the bus is going to leave without me again, I'm going to get lost or something.
Uh-huh.
So I was lucky to tag on with two people. So I did, believe it or not, I did really enjoy that part of the trip. And the trip home on the bus was fine, but the Italian marketplace, oh my gosh, it saved the day. I think I walked in there and I think I gained 5 pounds just looking at all the food.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah, no, that's nice. But as far as I'm concerned, they owed you a refund.
Yes, yes. Well, the good news is I don't know how much they would refund, but I called them. I says, well, is there any chance? I told her what happened, and I kind of blame them. I says, you really last minute, I think you should be calling people, not sending an email. And especially you knew you didn't have my email. So they did refund the boat part of the trip. So
good.
At least I got that part.
Good.
So I got the $35 back.
All right.
But well, one last thing, yeah. If you have a second.
Sure.
Something happened since then on the radio. This is a good thing. But believe it or not, I did enjoy myself. But I was just highly upset through this whole thing. But at least I had a good time eventually and got the refund. The other day I was listening to WGN and one of the Righteous Brothers was on.
Oh.
And he was talking about lost that love and feeling.
Yep.
And I remember that song. I could, you know, I could sing it and whatever. And something I didn't know and didn't know if you know, they says when they recorded it, did you know Sonny and Cher did background vocals on it?
Yeah, because Phil Spector produced it. In fact, that's how Sonny and Cher kind of got together. They did a lot of the background singing for Phil Spector records.
Oh, I had no idea. Is that a common thing, do you think?
What do you mean?
Or was it? just anybody doing...
Well, I mean, Sonny was less of a singer. What he mostly was a promoter. In fact, he used to go promote the records. The only reason that there was a Sonny and Cher is, you know, they were together, and he wanted her to sing, knew she could, and she was scared to death. And so,
really?
So she said that she wouldn't do it unless he was on stage with her. So that's how he didn't really want to become a singer, but he stood next to her basically, and that's how that happened. But yeah, she was a young girl from the Inland Empire, and she was one of many who were doing a lot of that background stuff. But it was obviously Bill Medley who was on the air. Now, if it was Bobby Hatfield, I'd be very interested because he died in 2003. The hell with music. I got other questions. But But Bill Medley is still alive, and. Absolutely, I'm not surprised that he would he would be doing something. Well, so sure, why not?
Well, I'm just always so impressed of your knowledge, and so I just had to tell you my trip story.
Yeah, I love it.
You could all be glad that it didn't happen to you.
yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, good deal. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, that's 8888-Raleigh, and that takes us to Nick in Baltimore. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, Raleigh, I'm doing fine.
Excellent.
I had a really quick question, because I know you got a lot of calls.
Yeah.
Back in the day, what were the rules between, you know, you could own a station, how far apart did it have to be? You know, was it 90 miles? Because
it wasn't a mileage thing. As long as it wasn't in the same market, as far as I know. I thought we were going to talk about frequency spacing. No, we're going to talk about actual.
No, it was the ownership. Well, I wasn't clear, I guess, but
yeah, I was saying, hey, I'll talk frequency spacing all day long. Yeah,
well, we can do that. We can do that too.
No, that's fine. And. We obviously, you know, use 200 kilohertz spacing here. That's why all FM frequencies are odd the way we start it. Europe, it's 100 kilohertz, so you can have even as well, you know. But in any event, as far as I know, the only time that that would have been a problem in terms of ownership would have been if they were considered to be in the same market.
Because that, the reason I ask is because when United had...
Oh, yeah, Baltimore and D.C., you could do it. Yeah, yeah, WSID in Baltimore and WOOC in Washington, D.C., of course.
So they could do it.
Yeah, they could do that, yeah. They just couldn't have any more than 7-7 and 7. That was the big thing.
Also, there was no restriction. It was if your signal would cross over into the other...
It's a great question, and I don't know that there, and I'll have to look that up because I don't know of any restrictions to that.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, that clears that up then. Because I remember when Metromedia had CBM, AM, and FM, they sold the FM and then bought WASH.
Right.
In 68, right. And I figured they did that because they had to sell.
I don't think they did. I don't think they did have to sell it. But I will look that up for sure. And yeah,
okay.
poor CB.
Well, talk about the mileage separation of the 200 kilohertz. What is that, 65 miles, something like that?
No, it's not in terms of mileage. It's in terms of bandwidth.
Oh, okay.
It's not about, you know, there is now today, there are other things in terms of when they did away with class A, B, and C for FM, then distance, there's a formula. But no, it has to do with bandwidth because when you're dealing with FM, of course, when we say 101.9, that's the center frequency. But of course, you know, you've got space available on both sides, your subcarriers, things of that nature. So, it's not as clear cut that way, but we do 200 kilohertz in America.
Well, but you know, and most receivers now can do 100 kilohertz.
Well, some are absolutely gonna be able to do that for the worldwide that they say, and you also have some bandwidth differences. Like Brazil has the EB, which is a bunch of frequencies below 87.9 that they license at this point as well. So you've got frequency things in terms of that too. So yeah.
And that's interesting because I know that one of my portables, you can shift it to, you know, the Japan band or
right.
Like you said, Brazil,
right?
You know, and it changes the frequency.
Well, sure, because they're not all licensed on the same frequencies. Of course, in America, back when Major Armstrong was doing this, they weren't on the frequencies we know of them now. You know, that that is very, very different. But originally, I think the FCC was looking at, believe it or not, an 800 kilohertz separation. And so they wanted to assign intervals of four channels. So if you'd have 88.1, then 88.9, 89.7, then an adjacent area might have the 88.3, 89.1, and you know that I don't know that ever came to fruition, but they were looking at that. But then they did go with the class A, B, and C's, and so the class A frequencies where you were looking back in the day of 3,000 watts at 300 feet. 92.1, 92.7, 93.5, 94.3, 95.3, 95.9. I have these memorized. 96.7, 97.7, 98.3, 99.3.
Right.
Yeah, and on it goes. And but of course that was done away with quite a while ago, and that's when
now they have different classes. It's different. It's C1 and B1.
Right, right. But all that is based upon, there is a mileage figure in that, and it also has to do with co-channels and things like that. I'm sure the chart is on the FCC database. You can see it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. I'll let some other callers get in here, but I just Thanks for clearing it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna look at the wash thing, because I don't think they were forced to sell it, but I'm going to find out. It's a great question.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, all right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. We've got Isaac on the south side. Welcome to WGN Radio, Isaac.
Hi, Raleigh. I don't know if you had mentioned it already, but I was introduced to Sophie Tucker through the movie Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah. She mentions her in there. And
yes.
I had to do my Googling to figure out who.
Oh.
I had to understand the reference. That's what.
Right.
I also, she reminds me a lot of Pearl Bailey in the sense that you were saying the, like, fat girl humor
yeah.
type of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, talking through the song instead of, like, kind of singing, which still is an art form in itself.
Yeah.
Raleigh, what do you,
I was going to say the talking thing is interesting. She got it from another singer, a singer named Clarice Vance. And who was like 1870 to 1961 or something. But anyway, when Sophie was making her first recordings around 1910, Clarice had already stopped recording. But she was known for that narrative talk singing. And the reason that they used it was they had limited range.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Yes, they say that Pearl Bailey is more of a comedian than a singer. And same thing. What would you say, you kind of hinted at it, but I don't think you really said it. What killed, they say radio killed TV killed the radio star. What killed the vaudeville star? Was it just changing times? The Depression ended? Was it
all of
theater
that
came into play?
All of that. You know, it's never one thing, one death knell. But yes, there were so many factors in that, and radio's rise didn't help it. You know, as far as that goes, and because remember, vaudeville started before radio, as far as widespread radio of any type. I think that changing times. We could say more than anything, but I'm sure there is probably a book on the death of vaudeville.
I'll have to. That's a good point.
I can't believe
also,
it wouldn't be.
What was I going to say? I forgot.
Now, by the way, one thing in New York, they had a vaudeville stage, the Palace Theater, and actually Edward Albee, the playwright, he was the adopted grandson of the guy who owned this theater, and one of Sophie Tucker's last performances was there. What happened was that well-known venue switched to movies.
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Palace Theater. And I'm sure there's a book about that, too.
Yes. Oh, you mentioned the Ziegfeld Follies.
Yes.
I'm not trying to talk down on anyone's looks, but and the fact that you couldn't see these people probably played a bigger part in it, but Judy Garland talks about how, like, singers, you know, they care too much about their looks, and, like, you know, they don't get ugly when they sing anymore and stuff like that. And also I think that, you know, we as a society, especially nowadays with Instagram and stuff like that, appearance is everything. Do you think that we will get stars where, you know, looks are not the important, the voices? Like Janis Joplin is another one where I was like, well, those are not the, you know, looks of a model, but people were able to get lost in the song. Her looks didn't matter. Do you think that that's dead? That looks have to matter now?
Well, I don't know that it's dead. And certainly, I do not like the fact that there is not a pure audio medium anymore. It's much more multimedia than that. I don't think it's a question of whether somebody is going to be ugly or pretty or whatever. But certainly, there's going to be a multimedia component to all of that. And so somebody's unique style might be the antithesis of what we'd call beauty, but it might work. So absolutely. But John's saying I got to shut up. So what I will say is when you look at vaudeville, and you'll find books on this, I think motion pictures more than anything in the 20s probably was the real death knell, but there were other factors as well. Call me again.
Okay, thanks, Raleigh.
Okay, thanks.
Nice talking to you.
Appreciate it. All right, I'll shut up on WGN Radio.